This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to attorney Jarmika Taylor of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Let me spell the first name. Jarmika is J-A-R-M-E-I-K-A, last name Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. On April 8th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as I took the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 46-year-old male, height 5 foot. Height over 5 feet, weight 165 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident while performing his work duties on or about November 15th, 2023, period. This is a workman's compensation type case, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was rear-ended in a three-car accident, period. The patient was in a box work truck when the two vehicles behind him got into a collision and then struck his vehicle, period. There was minimal damage to the patient's vehicle, period. As a result of the injury, the patient was jerked and his head hit the back truck panel, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, entire back, comma, left side, comma, and headache, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day he is still experiencing neck pain with radicular symptoms, period. New paragraph. The patient's neck pain was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. It is described as a constant type pain, period. The quality of the pain is burning, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his left arm to his fingers, period. It is described as a needle pricking type sensation, period. The patient was 2 to 3 years entirely pain-free in his neck before this automobile accident, period. He did have a prior neck work injury where he had a slip disc due to sleeping in his vehicle, period. The patient has been entirely pain-free without any radicular symptoms for 2 to 3 years before this automobile accident, and this is also verified in the medical records, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment was that after the automobile accident, the patient had chiropractic care with manipulation, period. He was also given exercises. He was given several treatments over the span of a couple months, period. New paragraph. Medications include ibuprofen 800 milligrams for this injury, as well as over-the-counter medicines, period. He is also on a Ventolin inhaler as needed, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, ibuprofen 800 milligrams, comma, and exercise treatments, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for asthma and social anxiety disorder, period. New paragraph, past surgical history. Denies. New paragraph, activities of daily living that are affected because of this injury include walking over 5 blocks, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, standing over 30 minutes, comma, lifting over 60 pounds, comma, yard work, comma, housework, comma, sports such as basketball and football, comma, as well as sleep, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history. As I alluded to earlier, the patient injured his neck at work approximately 7 years ago. He was told he had a slipped disc. He was treated 3 months with physical therapy and chiropractic care, period. This injury totally resolved after about 3 months, period. He was not having any pain or tingling down his arms after treatment, period. He states that the cause of this work injury was sleeping in his truck, period. The patient has not had any other prior work injuries, period. The patient has not had any other significant automobile accidents, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient's occupation is that of a truck driver full-time with pain and at a slower pace that requires help at times, period. The patient missed approximately 2 weeks of work because of the present automobile accident of November 15th, 2023, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. North Shore Health Center note, October 24th, 2023. The visit type was preventative medicine, and this was 3 weeks before the automobile accident, period. The history of present illness is a physical examination. Under review of systems, neuro is negative and musculoskeletal is also negative, period. On physical examination, musculoskeletal examination was normal, period. Assessment was encounter for general adult medical examination without abnormal findings, period. End of report. My comment on this report verifies that the patient was not having any neck or radicular symptoms before the automobile accident, period. This also verifies that the physical examination of the neck and back were entirely normal before this automobile accident, period. The next note is after the automobile accident from Health Point of Indiana on November 20th, 2023. States Mr. Tony presents to the office for the following subjective complaints. Low back pain that is located in the upper thoracic and lumbar regions, period. Headache that is rated 10 over 10, period. The plan of treatment was mechanical traction, comma, dry hydrotherapy, comma, and electrical muscle stimulation. The history obtained was while driving on 4th Avenue, another driver was hit in an accident, causing her to spin out and hit another driver, which was to Tishone Tony, period. They diagnosed the areas of pain. And on physical examination, they documented all the areas of decreased range of motion in the spine, particularly in the cervical area. Flexion was diminished. Left lateral flexion was diminished, comma. Right lateral flexion was diminished, comma. Left rotation diminished, and right rotation was also diminished, period. The diagnosis included strain of muscles at the neck level, comma, strain of the lumbar ligaments, comma, strain of the thoracic spine, comma, cervical root disorder, comma, and neck sprain, period. End of report. Several additional visits were done at Health Point of Indiana. The last note dated January 16, 2024, states patient reports no longer having pain. States Mr. Tony is at maximal therapeutic benefit period. Objectively, there were abnormal findings with right cervical paraspinal musculature spasm, comma, midline cervical and left cervical paraspinal muscular spasm period. Joint dysfunction was noted in the upper thoracic period. There was tenderness in the mid-thoracic, lower thoracic, and lumbar period. Treatment included mechanical traction of the cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and sacroiliac regions for 10 minutes period. Dry hydrotherapy, comma, electrical muscle stimulation, comma, and cold laser period. States patient reports decline in pain for the past 3 weeks and no trouble with ADLs, period. Mr. Tony is at maximal therapeutic benefit and will be released from treatment, period. The diagnoses are listed, which I mentioned earlier on the first visit there, period. End of report. My comments on this last note is that it is not uncommon for patients to be entirely pain-free after an intense course of physical therapy and chiropractic care, period. It is not uncommon over the next few weeks and months because of the chronic and severe injuries to have chronic pain redevelop in those areas, period. Even on the date of discharge there when he was at maximal therapeutic benefit, he was still experiencing abnormalities on examination with spasm, joint dysfunction, and tenderness, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after... Scratch that paragraph. Additional medical records, ortho indy note, July 10th, 2025, states Deshaun Tony is a 45-year-old who presents for an independent medical evaluation regarding neck pain, period. The patient was rear-ended on physical examination, full range of motion in the head and neck without limitation, assessment neck pain post-traumatic period. The patient previously had a workplace injury from a motor vehicle collision resulting in a sudden whiplash type of injury that would produce symptoms that she currently describes, period. They gave a whole person impairment of 2% whole body, period. I totally disagree with this report. First, that they state that this patient is a female. When, in fact, the patient is a male, period. Also, I totally disagree with the impairment rating, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment, as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of November 15th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number three, lumbar strain, comma, trauma, comma, and pain. Number four, sacroiliac trauma, pain, and strain, period. The above four diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of November 15th, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent impairment rating, I totally disagree. With the sloppy impairment rating as generated by Ortho Indy, as noted earlier in my report, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 7. SEVEN, a 7% whole body impairment as it relates to the injuries to the neck region from the work injury of November 15th, 2023, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the cervical area for the remainder of his life, period. As he ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the neck area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. The patient states he was advised by his doctors to work lighter, period. By that, he means that he was doing heavier loads as a truck driver in the past, and now he requires lighter and smaller loads, period. He states surgery was not discussed with the client, period. It is my feeling that some additional studies, such as an MRI of the neck at a cost of $2,500 and an EMG of the neck and extremities at a cost of $2,000 would be warranted, period. Pending the results of these tests, there is a strong probability that he will require definitive surgery to the neck area as he ages, period. Additional over-the-counter and anti-inflammatory analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in his neck will cost $2,500, period. A neck brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records and history, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.